Pet Task. Listening, Part 4. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Brian, and a girl, Mary, talking about eating habits. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no.
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing much. I'm just watching a debate on TV. It's about banning junk food in school cafeterias.
Oh yeah, I heard that that was going to be on. So, what do you think about it?
Well, I don't think children and teenagers should eat unhealthily, so I support the ban.
Really? I'm surprised. You love a tasty and juicy burger, don't you? People should have the right to eat whatever they want.
Yes, but I only eat it every now and then. Say, twice a month? People who like eating healthy food on a regular basis can have junk food once in a while, can't they?
Of course they can. So that means you agree with me when I say that people are free to choose what they want to eat.
Well, up to a certain point. Young children don't know what's good for them or not. If the package is colourful and what's inside tastes good, they're happy with it. Adults are responsible for their own decisions.
Why can't you just ignore that? It's their parents' fault. They should tell their children not to eat sweets or drink Coca-Cola for breakfast. They shouldn't even give them any pocket money. That way, they wouldn't feel tempted to buy that kind of food.
I just can't ignore it. One day I'll have children of my own, and I wouldn't want them to get influenced by other kids' bad eating habits. Something must be done from an early age, and I believe the school plays a very important role in that.
Well, research has been done to show that eating sugary food raises people's energy levels. So it does have some health benefits after all.
That's true. But if I have a chocolate bar a day, I'll easily burn those calories. If I eat junk food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I'm putting my health at serious risk. Doctors say it can even cause diabetes.
I don't think so. I know a lot of people who often go to fast food restaurants and their health is fine.
Yes, but will it be good in 20 years if they go on like that?
I'm sure it will.
I hope so. Listen, I think we'll just have to agree to disagree about this subject. Do you want to watch the debate with me?
Sure.